Good morning. From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye on the Sky weekend recreational forecast. We do have some chilly readings this morning, frost in some of the colder spots, but one of the latest frosts on record. We also have some periods of high clouds that are edging in from the southwest. This is all part of an area of high pressure sitting over us, but an area of low pressure in the upper atmosphere pivoting some moisture in our direction. The good news is, it shouldn't last all that long, with increasing amounts of sun from south to north this afternoon. In terms of your outdoor plans, though, it's going to be chilly, much cooler than it's been, not too far from the late October averages, with highs in the 40s to near 50 north and over the higher terrain south in the low to mid-50s in southern valleys. Not much wind today, generally light from the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Going into tonight and tomorrow, another clear and chilly night tonight with some scattered frost and lots of sunshine coming along for tomorrow. Enjoy that, though, because it looks like much of next week will feature clouds and periods of rain. Those periods of rain will be particularly noticeable late Sunday night into Monday, possibly starting as some wet snow across the higher terrain north, but changing quickly to rain. Tuesday night into Wednesday, periods of rain and showers may diminish for a time, but it looks like additional periods of rain are possible late in the week. For the mountains today, the clouds this morning will be gradually lifting. They will still be in and out across the Presidential Range in New Hampshire. With the increasing sun this afternoon, it won't necessarily feel all that warm, with temperatures very winter-like in the 20s at 6,000 feet, in the 30s at 4,000 feet. Westerly winds averaging 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 25 on Mount Washington. Overnight into tomorrow morning, those northwest winds will increase, averaging 20 to 30 miles per hour, gusting to 60 on Mount Washington, diminishing tomorrow afternoon. Temperatures remain winter-like, in the 30s at 4,000 feet, 20s at 6,000 feet, lots of sunshine for tomorrow. At lower elevations, winds generally from the north, rather light today, 5 to 10 miles per hour. That means waves on Lake Champlain will average about 1 foot. Going into tonight and tomorrow, a slightly freshening northwest breeze may build those waves 1 to 2 feet across the southern half of the lake, but otherwise, you can look for generally light northwest winds and waves averaging close to 1 foot. I'm meteorologist Mark Breen with an Eye on the Sky.